Tulsa King, is that what it's called? With Sylvester Stallone.
Okay.
Yeah, there's several other shows that I can't think of right now. Mayor of Kingstown.
All right. All stuff you're on board with.
Yeah.
Okay. And now you've got yourself UFC fights, and you already subscribed.
And I'm already subscribed, so now I don't have to, there's no pay-per-view charge with it. That's kind of cool. Like to hear that.
Yeah.
I heard initial criticism about this deal, or I saw a headline about this, and that is, what about the exposure? Because if you're leaving ESPN, does that mean ESPN completely abandons it? Because ESPN really kind of went all in on UFC. They really catered to the MMA fan with all types of shows and commentary about it, highlights and the whole bit. What does this mean now that they're leaving or will leave ESPN? Does that mean ESPN will turn their attention to other sports?
So I'm not a fan, right?
Right.
And yeah, I noticed the proliferation of UFC coverage. If ESPN's going to abandon it, I'm personally not mad. I do feel bad for the fans. Like, I get it. Whatever you dig, that's your thing. That's your jam. Lean into it. You have to understand, I think everybody understands, hey, I'm not a fan, and so I'm not going to be mad if there's less UFC coverage, but it's possible. It's possible they like to promote their own product, as we know, and you know, many, it's not unusual. But as far as the model that's set up now for you as a viewer, you give this a big thumbs up.
It's something added to a service I already subscribed to. So yeah, that's and maybe it gets me to watch more UFC events because I've already subscribed to this. Otherwise, I just have to wait for the free ones on ESPN as opposed to the pay-per-view.
Did I read that they're not going to raise the price? Paramount won't charge viewers any additional fees, effectively eliminating a pay-per-view model. Okay, that doesn't mean they won't raise the price of the subscription to Paramount Plus, right?
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. Kang, how you feel about this new deal?
It seems like this will make it a lot easier to get the fights, that's for sure. They won't raise the price until they raise the price, though, is what I always think, you know, with any subscription, right? They're not raising the price now? Cool. The fact that they're going to put, I guess, Dana White kind of clarified the pay-per-view thing, Doug, a little bit, that, you know, there still might be pay-per-views. I'm not sure if they're completely eliminating that, but I know four big events per year are going to be on CBS. Now, that's mainstream. That's just regular TV. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to put, like, quarterly, I guess, big main event cards like they used to have on Fox. Remember when Fox had the deal? So that will give them more exposure. But also, the thing about the UFC is it's Raw, and you can't put that unedited. Or I guess there's going to be some kind of time delay, of course, if they put on CBS. But these guys are... The UFC lets these fighters say and do pretty much whatever they want.
This is true. They are uncensored.
Yes, completely.
At press conferences, at everything, and...
Politically, religiously,
yeah,
whatever,
absolutely, yeah.
You know? So we'll see how that goes. Overall, for me as a fan, I think it is going to give me more access, and I enjoy that. As far as ESPN showing, they're probably just going to show highlights like they do of any other sport that they don't own. So, you know, because it's highlights.
They might not do as much pre-fight stuff, but... All right, well, there you go. Just thought I'd wanted to get your guys' opinion. The other thing that came out yesterday was the artist renderings of the new DCFC stadium, Detroit City Football Club, the United States Soccer League.
Is it soccer?
I think it's called the United States Soccer League.
Sorry, I just had one chap. It's a soccer league with football club. Got it.
So anyway, DCFC's getting a new stadium.
That's cool.
So... Yeah, I mean, it's not for everybody. Got it. Yeah, and I'm not sure that crowd wants it to be for everybody. But with that said, getting a new stadium is kind of awesome. We have really cool, smaller sports stadiums in this state. I'm talking about USPBL, cool little park, Yost Ice Arena, Breslin Center. These places have reputations that get outside of our state. I don't know if USPBL does, but people have been to USPBL. Certainly the Breslin Center and Yost Ice Arena are considered two like legendarily tough places to play.
The place in Plymouth, where they play hockey.
CompuWare or whatever it's called now. I know it's not called that. So this could be another right-sized stadium. I looked at the picture and I thought, boy, that stadium looks big. But then again, I have no semblance for like whether or not it's big, too big, not big enough. I just want to make this comment, though. I've backed off getting excited publicly about artist renderings.
Publicly.
Publicly. Because the one that I realized, we had nothing and somebody decided to put up these letters that spell out Detroit along I-94. And artist renderings popped up. And then it didn't compare to the artist renderings. And I'm like, okay, this is a small effort to beautify our city and just offer a little something. And people are slamming it because it didn't look like the artist renderings. And then I realized, so rarely does it look like the artist renderings. And so I do appreciate that a lot of people forwarded artist renderings to me because we used to do artist renderings alerts all that. And maybe we'll talk about them when they're in other cities. I just don't want to oversell anything and then people are disappointed. The renderings look cool, but
it does.
We'll just leave it at that.
It's fine. They didn't go overboard with the renderings. But it's an area, I believe, Southwest Detroit. So it's across town from where, you know, Keyworth is in Hamtramck. This is whole on the other side of town. But it's taking over what I think it's an abandoned hospital grounds.
I think that's what was there.
So it's got a good piece of land there to work with. And, you know, the group that's doing it, that's building the stadium or designed the stadium anyway, is the same group that did Comerica Park, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, the HOVAC or whatever.
HOK or whatever it is. I think that's who's doing this. And okay. So that's cool to know because it's going to be done right. And it should look great. Now, what they do with the surrounding area about that and how they, you know, spruce that up, I have confidence they can get that done. Your question about making sure the stadium size is appropriate, that's I totally agree with you. Don't go too big. And if it's 15,000 people, I don't think that's too big. I think that's room to grow into because Keyworth was what, 5,000?
8,000.
8,000?
Yep.
So you're going to double that. And I think you're going to an area in Detroit that is very receptive to professional soccer here. So it should be cool.
Privately owned and financed.
Which is, those are two other things people like to hear.
Yep. Detroit City Council, this is according to a story on MLive, Detroit City Council did agree to reimburse the club up to $5.9 million earlier this year to tear down the long-abandoned Southwest Detroit Hospital and build the stadium. Demolition of the vacant hospital is expected to cost $6.5 million. So they're going to help them demolish what's there. But so there is some public money used in the building of this. But I'm happy for those fans. Feedback coming in here. Big D Dog says, Doug, they said the new stadium would be around 15,000, doubling the current capacity. By comparison, it's smaller than MLS stadiums. Another one here, those DCFC renderings almost make me want to go to a game. Too bad football fans are so annoying. Artist renderings, there's none special here now. Artist renderings are rarely based on final blueprints and budget. Most of the time, it's to attract investors and attention for what of what they want for the money. So there you go. DCFC, new stadium. Congratulations to that fan base. You're on the map so much that you got yourself a new crib. It is Carson Anderson, 248-539-9797. 97 won the ticket. On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday, if you will, for football fans. It's 24 hours a deal on your favorite season football predictions. So I took a look at a couple of flyers for the MVP. Jared Goff, 35-1. Jahmyr Gibbs, 120-1. I'd buy that for a dollar, but you can get better odds on August 26th on Football Futures Day. You can do parlays, division winners, dark horses, Super Bowl winner, mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, and your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning for your future bets now because FanDuel is one day. Futures Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.